Hi, neighbors. Welcome to season 4 of The Stoners Next Door, coming to you live from Cell Block C with inmate Aaron and inmate Maul. Remember to kickstart your weekend here every Friday with a curated critique of some of the craziest posts by your next door neighbors from around the country.
This is Aaron.
And I'm Maul.
Welcome back to the Stoners Next Door. And I'm going to start off today with a memory from yesteryear.
Uh-oh.
Someone posted something about the old dangerous playgrounds that we had growing up.
Oh, like the whirly things that you could fling off of.
Yeah, but this guy says, kids are growing up too soft these days. We need to bring back those dangerous playgrounds like we had.
Yep. And, gravel.
Surprisingly, an admin turned off commenting, but not before a certain number of comments were added. 320. Don says, I did hide the fact that I broke my arm in two places falling off one of these high slides when I was 4 because
totally.
I wanted to keep playing with my cousins on the
Who hasn't? Around. I got the wind knocked out of me falling off the top of one of those mothers.
And Mercedes says, if we had universal health care, I wouldn't be so down on this post, but at $3,000 a visit, I really can't afford all the stitches that we need after visiting.
True that. That's exactly it. That would be an awesome poll. Like someone in the science field, there's somebody who thinks up something. Someone should be comparing the amount of scars we had to these.
From playgrounds.
Right.
In the 70s
right,
and 80s.
To these fluffinutters that are being raised right now.
Yeah. Their playgrounds are nothing.
I know.
They're a joke.
They've got like that they're nice all plastic. Rubber AstroTurf. Some of them are even have like it's like bubbles, like that
super,
squishy. We had gravel. Gravel is what was around our swing set
and
that scary merry-go-round thing. That merry-go-round.
The jungle gym. That was my favorite.
Oh, yes.
The jungle gym.
That's right. Oh,
and we would chase each other around the jungle gym.
Right? All metal. Absolutely. Rivets. Screws about as long as your hand. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But here's the
and
one.
And the monkey bars.
You were talking about the spinning thing.
Yeah, merry-go-round.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
For dear life until
you're
launched into oblivion.
Exactly.
and then somebody, Roger, posts this thing. Look at this. Back in my day, we pushed each other off the top of this swing set.
That's
and we
true.
Loved it. They crawled all the way up to the top
of
one of those damn swing sets. And
we would do that. Oh, and then, Lord.
Oh, and remember these, the ones that curled around in a circle?
Yeah.
It's like a screwdriver slide.
Yeah.
And this shit, he goes, this shit right here.
And P.S.
Because it got really hot.
How hot? I was just going to say, when my mom used to make me wear dresses, but I would usually go down and change my clothes because I would keep my overalls down at the end of the bus stop because she didn't understand that going down the slide just burnt the piss off of the backs of my legs. It was awful.
Yeah. My kids need to experience those tall, narrow metal death slides.
Exactly.
Because falling on hard concrete made me who I am today.
So true. Oh my God. We persevered, people of the 60s and 70s and 80s. We have lived life.
I talked to an American woman who was raising kids in Berlin, and she talked about how the playgrounds were still dangerous over there. She was like, kids bleed all the time and nobody cares.
Okay, so remembering back to last week where there was the baby doll, we ended with the baby doll.
Oh yeah,
this then
the
randomly
baby.
The baby,
you
the
got
baby.
Kinda, that, as I recall, the mall got on her little soapbox.
Got me a little amped up that one.
But,
just
that you know,
pushed a button or two.
Gotta like forgive her. It's okay.
Every now and then. Okay, so then comes this, and it's Rachel who says this poll did not disappoint. So the question which is being pulled. His name is Michael. And it says, is it okay to walk down the middle of the street with a baby stroller when there's a sidewalk right next to you?
Sure.
People say.
Well, COVID, because COVID.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. 67% said, no, of course not. The baby could die. The fact that it's only 67% that said that, it has me slightly concerned. And so here are some of the responses. This was certainly an important enough question to crowdsource. I mean, where else are you going to get this kind of critical guidance but next door?
Exactly.
And then Jerry says, who do I speak to about the fact that this pole does not have a choice for coyotes?
Oh.
This is so true in our area. Oh, my God. And then Misha says, don't they know? Babies are better used as speed bumps.
Yeah.
I think she might have lived in that house from the last post. From last week's post.
Yeah. So I've got one from the food and vegetable aisle. It says, Dana posted this picture of a cabbage that was laying on a street or a sidewalk.
Oh my God, another vegetable on the sidewalk.
Water meter.
Oh, I thought you were going to say watermelon. And
it was in San Francisco. And someone says, free cabbage, looks to be in good shape, possible dinner item. And Henry says, never eat cabbage that touched the ground. Aaron says, do you have more pictures? Do you deliver and how much? And Emmy says, that's a wild cabbage. Do not attempt to take it home. It belongs to the woods.
That's a good one.
Mark says, why is this cabbage on the road and not on the curb? I'm pretty sure there's an ordinance against this. Maria says, oh, road cabbage, just like mom used to make. Mercedes said, it fell off the truck yesterday. That poor cabbage has no idea what's going to it happen to it now that it's in San Francisco.
Hello, Frisco.
She says, also, do you have a banana for scale? I'm not sure of the size of this cabbage.
Oh, God.
And Myra.
Do you know what's actually kind of funny? Is like the poster of this post is probably thinking for like maybe a homeless person or, you know, housing challenge. Like they go to next door. It's not like they don't already go to your garbage cans or anything. They check their next door account to see like where their tents are.
Myra, Deidre says, why did the cabbage cross the road? And Myra said, did you check it for a chip? Take it to your local farmer's market and make it sure to see if it's run away from home.
That's good. Oh, God. Okay. I just randomly pulled one out of the animals and insects file. And this is almost, I don't know if I'm going to make it through this. So this is in Portland area and it is a coyote, literally in city limits, taking a Herculean dump on the yard right by fire hydrant, like just perfectly happy. No big deal. This is how we are with our wildlife now. And then the post.
Someone caught a picture of it, though.
I'm not going to go near it. Are you kidding? Like, yeah. So this is Scott in Alameda. And
that's our neighborhood.
I know it is. And so he says, I really hope they don't leave it there or just throw it in someone else's trash can, which is the biggest complaint of all of dog crap.
That coyote, doesn't he know what to do?
And then Suzanne says, please, people, for the love of God, clean up after your coyotes. And love that coyote are able to thrive here in an unrelated manner. There sure are a lot of missing cats. Oh my God. And then,
oh yeah, because
coyote's got a coyote for sure. Then Christine says, those cats choose to leave the city because they disagree with our ineffective form of government. And then where is that coyote's owner? It's never on a leash. I mean, it is
in
kind of
total
funny.
Violation.
Right, exactly. But you know what's kind of, I mean,
1160.
It is kind of funny that we are now for sure, well, up in Morgan City, we are 1,000%. We're dealing with bobcats.
This is from the grocery aisle. So I just went to Publix to get groceries. A bottle of wine was part of my order. I was asked for my ID and the cashier said they had to enter my date of birth in order to purchase the wine. I am well over 21. This is way too big brother for me. I will not be purchasing wine from Publix anymore.
Jeez. Really?
And then Aaron says, no one else has your same birthday. Big Brother will be able to track you just from your date of birth.
Exactly.
Mel says, I was carded buying Googon at the same store I bought wine without me asking for ID. Patty says, good God, the next thing you know, police will want to see your driver's license when you get pulled over. What is this world coming to?
Right. And she was probably like, what, 24?
Yeah. Timothy says, someone seems a little self-conscious purchasing their 18th bottle of Chardonnay for the week. And Paula says, we all know it was a box of wine and not a bottle.
Right.
And Mercedes says, look at how you distance yourself from your drinking with that passive voice. A bottle of wine was part of the order, said no decent lush ever.
I like that
one. And Cindy said, be sure to strain your wine before you drink it because Big Brother is microchipping it now. And then...
Wouldn't you just love to be with someone like who's super high and anti everything and do that? And like, hey, did you read? As soon as you touch the foil on that.
Steve says, no, this is for real. I got ID'd buying wine and the police showed up at my house wanting to know if I was having it with red meat or fish. Naturally, I lawyered up.
That's good. Oh my goodness. All right. Do you have a cold read?
I do. Yeah. Okay. Here, yeah. Right. Here we go.
Okay. So I should describe the. Oh, come on.
Yeah,
people.
I know.
People.
That's a real thing.
It
someone put that.
Can't be.
Someone put that out in front of their house. What does it say, Mal?
I'll read it. Someone's asking the question.
No, it's a happy birthday. Happy birthday thing or something.
Okay, it says menstruation celebration.
It's a celebration of menstruation.
And so,
I never even thought of this possibly being a thing until I saw this, though.
But these people say it is. That's just stupid.
No.
It's a new thing then.
Okay, well,
it's like, okay.
Yeah, read it.
I mean, shoot, I didn't even know about periods until my first pregnancy. All right. Someone says, Steve says, for when you really don't want a kid. Myra comes up with, who's coming to my menopause anniversary blowout? These are so crazy. Adam says, none of you buzzkills are invited to my prostate exam reveal party.
And you want me to use...
That might be my favorite.
Yeah.
Tyler might be good too. This one's pretty good too. This is from Tyler.
Yeah.
I know I've celebrated plenty of menstruations in my day.
Way to go, Tyler.
Oh, Tyler. I love you,
frat boy.
Tyler, who was also not the peeping Tom.
Yeah. Exactly.
That was precious.
Yeah.
I love
it. All right.
All right.
Well, that's it for this week's edition of The Stoners Next Door. This is Aaron.
And I'm Mal. Until next week.
From Cell Block C.
Remember, no matter who you are or where you live, be nice to the stoners next door because you never know who they are and you never know what stories they have to tell.
The Stoners Next Door is a production of Aaron Douglas Enterprises, LLC.